1. Jada Brooks was pushing her brother in his wheelchair at the farmer's market on the second weekend in June, a Saturday morning that inspired the cliche, picture perfect, with nothing but blue skies and the usual mild Southern California weather, when she caught a glimpse of something that made her stop dead in her tracks.
What's wrong?
Atticus twisted around in his seat to look up at her. It had been 13 years since he'd been shot, so he was accustomed to the paralysis in his lower body and could propel himself with his arms. He was adept at doing almost everything, including driving, now that his truck was properly equipped. But it was more relaxing and easier to stick together in a crowd if she took over. Visiting the market while Maya, Jada's 12-year-old daughter, helped her grandmother at the cookie store was something they'd become accustomed to doing every now and then, since Jada had divorced her husband and moved back to town 3 months ago. Jada shook her head to clear it of the image that stubbornly remained. Surely she was wrong about who she thought she'd seen. Maddox Richardson had left town right after she'd gotten pregnant, and there was nothing to draw him back. It wasn't as if he had family in the area like she did. The only reason he'd moved to Silver Springs in the first place was because he'd been sent by the courts to attend New Horizons Boys Ranch, a boarding school for troubled teens. And when he left, it was because he'd been enrolled at a different school somewhere else, somewhere she was never even told. After that terrible night, Maddox had essentially been banished at the request and expense of her parents, which hadn't been an easy thing to accomplish given all the red tape his mother had had to go through in order to accommodate them. Whether forcing Maddox to go somewhere else was fair to him was another subject entirely. Jada tried not to think about that. She tried not to think about Maddox at all. Too bad she wasn't more successful at it. So many little things brought him to mind, especially now that she was living where she'd gotten to know him. Someone who slightly resembled him or laughed like him or had the same cerulean blue eyes. Even a particular song or smell could bring him back to her. His life had intersected with hers in a way she would never forget, both for good and bad.
Jada?
Atticus prompted. She blinked, realizing she'd let her words trail off, but continued to study the crowd around her. Maddox wasn't there. It must have been someone of his general size and shape, with the same jet black hair. But she couldn't see anyone who resembled him now. Whoever it was had melted back into the crowd, jostling around them. It's nothing. She forced a smile and started pushing again. She couldn't mention Maddox's name to Atticus regardless.
Should we get some kale for our morning smoothies?
Atticus asked. He still lived with their mother, had never even been in a serious relationship, and talked as though he had no plans for that sort of thing. Although Jada had spent all the year since she'd had Maya in L.A., she hadn't rented a place of her own since returning to Silver Springs. So she and Maya were currently living with her mother, too. She'd been trying to find the right situation to be able to move out, but there weren't a lot of homes for rent in this artsy, outdoorsy, spiritually focused community. And with her mother sick so often these days, Jada was needed at home. It'd be different if her father was still around, but... She steered her mind away from Jeremiah. Losing him earlier in the year to a stroke when he was only 55 had not been easy, especially because she felt she'd let him down so terribly and never had the chance to make it up to him, as she was trying to do with her mother and brother. Sure, she said about the kale. Maybe it'll boost Mom's immune system. It's supposed to be really good for you. Pausing in front of the closest stand, she chose a particularly healthy-looking bunch of leafy greens and was just handing the vendor her money when she heard her name. She turned to see Tiffany Martinez, a friend she'd gone to school with from fifth grade on, hurrying toward her in a short-sleeved button-down blouse, sandals, and shorts, similar to what she was wearing herself. Because Jada had had a baby just as everyone else was going off to college, her life had taken a completely different course, one that had put her out of sync with a group of friends she'd grown up with. For the first several years after moving to L.A., she'd felt overlooked, abandoned, left behind, while everyone else went away to college and documented all the fun they had on social media, watching them on her computer while struggling to raise a child when she was barely more than a child herself.